y el cielo es azul, el espacio está lleno de luz, el cielo es azul, el espacio está lleno de luz. Ay, si se pone peluda la cosa, recuerde la vida es color de rosa, la novia a lo bien no le conviene.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the New Capital Show. I'm Leo Gold, your host. It's great to be with you during our summer sizzle pledge drive. I love pledge drives. I hope you love pledge drives. Pledge drive is the time when we show our love for our station. That's right. It's the talk back time from our listeners and our members and our new members, people who are just discovering KPFT, who are flipping through the dial during this another time of American freak-out madness, looking for sounds of sanity and finding it here at 90.1 on the dial, right? That's what you're finding here, sanity. And not Hannity, you're finding sanity. Maybe that should be the station's new logo, huh? Sanity, not Hannity.
It's a good idea.
Doyle, can you get on the trademark on that real quick?
Yeah, sure. Where does Combs fit in?
Combs is gone, isn't he? Yeah. I thought that guy was gone.
Yeah, he was pretty weak argument for the liberal side, but I guess they thought it was too much, so
yeah,
they got
too much. Sanity, not Hannity. 713-526-5738 is the number to call to make your pledge. 713-526-KPFT. And I want to let you know that two callers, Tom Holsinger and Bonnie Collins, both have pledged. Thank you very much. Very generous pledges. These two together, Tom and Bonnie, have pledged over the web. Made their membership pledge over the web. Didn't even have to give them the phone number. They didn't have to call in. They went right to kpft.org, put in their deal, said New Capital Show was the show. And we are already up around the $400 level, and we're gonna keep going. So I want to thank Tom and Bonnie very much. Remember, we are a community. KPFT is a community of people. We are member-supported. Without your support, we don't have a radio station. We don't do advertising, and we don't, accept marketing dollars in that way. So we are totally supported by you. I've got so much on my mind, I just can't seem to get straight what I want to talk about today. But what I want to talk about is, of course, the economy and all the presidential politics. Hang on, I'm going to change out my headphones. The ones I've got on are doing something funny. Hang on. Okay, let's see, a little bit better. All right. Yeah, these are better. And obviously, presidential politics have been much in the news over the past week with all the Republican stuff, and I want to talk about that. Not because I have an intense interest in presidential politics, it's interesting, but because of the economic aspects of what's being talked about, and I'll get into that a bit later. Of course, since we've got Pledge Drive, we're not going to be taking your call-in. The number today, the call-in number, 713-526-5738, is reserved for pledges. And before I get started on comments that I'm going to make, I'd like to tell you what the premiums are today. First, through the very generous offer of the Bernhardt Winery, which is located in Plantersville, Texas, we have two different premiums at the Bernhardt Winery. If you like wine, and I know you do, if you like wine, I have two separate gift certificates for a Sunday concert pass. And I think you can pick whatever you want to go to, but on September 4th, there's going to be a Labor Day grape stomp with Shake Russell, one of our area's great artists. I used to go see Shake Russell in high school 30 years ago. I used to go see Sheikh Russell at Rockefeller's. On August 28th, Don Juan, a four-piece band, singer and guitar player, Juan Espandola. And then on September 11th, Van Lang. And so you can basically choose which of these you want to go to, which of these on August 28th, September 4th, September 11th, and you can go to the BernhardtWinery.com, B-E-R-N-H-A-R-D-T, winery.com. And so $25 gets you a pass for two to one of these concerts, Don Juan or Sheikh Russell or Van Lang, out in Plantersville, and you get to visit the winery too. Wine, I'm assuming, is going to be extra, but the $25 gets you in pass for the concert. Bernhardt Winery's mission. Our mission is to provide our customers with quality wines and a fun tasting experience in a warm environment. Yeah, I'll say warm environment. I should talk about the drought today because it is, it dawned on me well over of 2 months ago that we were headed for something just catastrophic and terrible. And truly, life shifting here in Texas. And I think now, as we approach the end of August and the disaster rolls on day by day, pretty much everybody's getting what a serious scrape we're in with the lack of rain. Anyway, those comments later. So two tickets. So they're going to go. If you want to take advantage of this concert pass for two, it's a great way to spend some time with one of your favorite people. Also, Bernhardt Winery has made available a private tasting for 20 people. So if you've got you and 19 other friends, for $300, you can have a private tasting at the Bernhardt Winery. I've got a picture of the grounds. It looks very beautiful, very nice winery house, very well appointed, like something you'd see out in California. And if you want to check it out real quick, BernhardtWinery.com. Otherwise, this ticket may go quick. At the $300 level, you can have a party, a tasting party. What a great way to entertain your friends for $300. Private tasting for 20 people. You need to call ahead to schedule it with Barry, who is the nice lady who's running it. 713-526-5738. Finally, as I've been doing over the past few pledge drives, I will offer up myself four financial advisory planning engagements. Always popular, always goes very quickly. That's at the $500 level. What you'll get is a full, you'll meet with me. You're not going to get some second stringer. We'll do a full 360-degree analysis of your finances from investments to insurance to retirement. We'll run some simulations. We'll talk about what your goals and expenses are. We'll look at your budgets. You get the point. Full 360 degrees. I actually had somebody in today from a prior pledge drive, and we spent 2 hours or so talking, and we didn't actually finish. I had to come to do the radio show. They're going to come back. And of course, you can't be too well planned on your finances. And so that's at the $500 level. I've only got four of them. Now, here's the thing. I don't know. We got 10 or 12 pledges or so in the last fund drive for these. If you sign up for this, I'm going to send you what's called a fact finder document. And it's not short because there are lots of things about finances. And you're going to need to finish it, complete it, and get it back to me so that I can know a little bit about you before you come in to see me. So if you're not up for finishing that document, I don't want to say don't pledge, but it's kind of like that, right? Don't waste, I don't want you to send in the $500 pledge and then not take advantage of it, right? So I'm going to send you this document. It'll be something you can either write out or PDF. You can email it back to me or fact, whatever. You can get it back to me any number of ways, but I want you to get it back to me. I need you to get it back to me so that I can be ready to meet with you. So if you're not committed to that, maybe you want to take the wine tasting. Okay? Because I'm still working on a bunch of other people. I'm leaning on them. I'm sending them emails saying, come on, please get me the fact finder back. You made a pledge to the station. You're entitled to come and see me. I need you to finish this fact finder. Okay? So there's only four of these. 713-526-5738. You can come see me. the price usually to come see me for financial planning is $2,500 and up. So very, very significant savings to see a financial planner for $500. 713-526-KPFT. All right, I'm going to take a break from pledging, and we'll see how those premiums do. And of course, you can always pledge at just the regular $35. I think we're at now. I could be wrong on that. Somewhere in there is the basic membership. Is it Ernesto $35 now or $50? Where are we at on basic membership?
$40 membership.
$40 basic.
Robin Lewis out at Pledge Central too to join us.
And Robin. Is it Pledge Central with a whole team of volunteers? I mean, there are like seven or eight people. They're waiting to take your call. We'd like to finish out our inventory today. We'd like to add to the $400 boost that we got to start the show. And, of course, I don't need to tell you how important KPFT is. And actually, the people who were in to see me today were talking about the fact that somebody called in the other day. There was some talk about unions on one of the shows. And some caller called in and said, you people are out of your minds. How crazy are you talking about unions? You know, this is where our population is. They have heard such nonsense for so long that many people listening turn their dial, they hit on KPFT, and they can't even believe that there are people talking about the positive aspects and the benefits that unions can bring to working people in this country. And, of course, we've reached a point in the country where working people are really, really tapped out. I mean, that is the story of the economy. The American consumer was the engine of economic growth over the last few decades. And yet wages did not rise to supply workers with the wages they needed to make the purchases that they were being encouraged by the marketers to make and to consume. So what did the economy do to make an adjustment? Well, it made possible reverse mortgages, right? Cash out financings of homes. And easy mortgages were put into place to drive up real estate prices, and everybody started to take money out of their homes, leverage up their homes, and use that money to make purchases. Well, all that's over. And in fact, as we see, the stock market's down again about 5%, 4% today, and the economy's having to work through these things. So the American consumer is not going to be able to be turned to fund the economy. And yet there are so many people in the government who are looking at the American consumer to just pick right up again, right? When they talk about recovery, what are they talking about? They're talking about, oh, more of the same. More of the same. They're talking about, we want people to start spending and spending and spending again. It's not going to happen. The American working class and middle class has to come up with savings, is going to have to save, and they're going to need higher wages. And so we have shows on this station that talk about unions, and we have people who turn the dial, they hit on it, and here in Texas, they can't even believe that somebody in the radio would be talking about unions, right? And this is where presidential politics comes in. LA Times ran a story the other day about Rick Perry. And of course, Rick Perry is getting all kinds of attention, right? He's the 100-pound gorilla, and of course he's doing a lot to draw it to himself by making what are essentially ridiculous statements in Iowa, right? Rick Perry's running around in Iowa, New Hampshire, and these states that have a disproportionate impact on our nation's presidential politics. So Rick Perry is up in Iowa. You may have seen the comments he made basically threatening the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, with bodily harm. And that's pretty much what he did. Rick Perry, of course, tried to walk it back, you know, the next day. And apparently he was much more moderated in his comments as he went to New Hampshire. But Rick Perry is getting lots of attention now, and hopefully the press will do its job. Well, the LA Times was out pretty quickly with a story about Rick Perry's money, where he gets his money from. Rick Perry basically gets his money from a fairly small group of big Texas donors. And as you may or may not know, here in Texas, we basically have no campaign finance rules at the state level. Whoever, whatever, corporation, individual, you can give whatever you want. to somebody. And whether you think that's right or wrong, I'm not going to debate that today. I'm just going to tell you that's where Rick Perry's money comes from. It comes from a relatively small number of, you know, I don't know, 50 people. Very wealthy Texans giving Rick Perry money, and they get stuff back for giving him the money. They get contracts awarded at the state. They get projects green-lighted. Here are the numbers LA Times reports. And again, this is the Los Angeles newspaper. Perry has received a total of $37 million over the last decade from 150 individuals and couples. What's the math on that? That's about $4 million a person. Oh no, sorry. No, my math is wrong. Let's do the math here. Hang on, bear with me. I want to get it to you exactly. That is 37 divided by 150. So Rick Perry's average donation is $250,000. You got that? $250,000 is the average. $37 million over the last decade from 150 individuals. That is who is responsible for the election of the governor of the state of Texas, 150 people, who are likely to form the backbone of his new effort to win the Republican presidential nomination. So, Rick Perry is beginning to get some focus on these issues. Now, it's not just the money. As I mentioned, Rick Perry did threaten bodily harm on the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, if he, as Rick Perry said, printed money between now and the election. Now, think about this. Let's say that the Federal Reserve Chairman, who, by the way, is not solely responsible for decisions made by the Federal Reserve. There's a committee. Yes, he has the chairmanship of the committee. But it's a committee. And let's say that that committee at the Federal Reserve decides that the thing that we have to do for the economy, in their wisdom, whether you agree with their wisdom or not, is not the point. But as an institution, they are tasked with making, and these are professional economists. Rick Perry is not a professional economist. Barack Obama, for that matter, is not a professional economist. In fact, maybe what we need right now for the President of the United States is for an economist to run, right? I know what you're saying. God help us. But, you know, maybe that's what we need, is somebody who has some inkling about economics. But imagine, here is the Federal Reserve Committee, and if they decide, well, the thing we need to do is whatever. We need to, I don't want to say print some money, we need to make purchases in the open market of bonds, usually U.S. Treasury bonds. It's usually what the Federal Reserve has done since the beginning of central banking, to inject money into the economy when it has needed it. And, of course, Ben Bernanke is a student, one of the preeminent students of the Great Depression. He studied it, and he studied in particular the actions or the non-actions of the Federal Reserve. Milton Friedman, actually a conservative economist, believes that the Federal Reserve, right? Milton Friedman, the godfather of conservative economists. He's no longer living, but he believed and stated in his academic works that the Federal Reserve failed to inject liquidity into the banking system and into the economy, which exacerbated the Great Depression. So Rick Perry, rather than agreeing with Milton Friedman that that is a tool of the Federal Reserve that's appropriate, and there are concerns right now that the U.S. may slip into recession again, that the recovery has not happened. It's up for debate. I'm not debating that. What I'm talking about is in U.S. presidential politics right now, on the fringe of the Republican Party, the Texas governor who is running our state, or used to be before he left to go run for president, in the midst of what is truly the greatest catastrophe, natural catastrophe, the drought that is going on, rather than the guy getting all hands on deck calling for analysis of all water resources. He is threatening with bodily harm the chairman of the Federal Reserve if they so-called print money or engage in open market purchases, which is a fully legitimate tool of the Federal Reserve. Think about that. Making a threat against our central bank, trying to cow them and take away tools that they may absolutely need to use, and in the most crass and threatening way. And the response to this, to Rick Perry saying that if Ben Bernanke printed money and he came to Texas, he might get roughed up. The response to this, I am glad to say, has been outrage. As Rick Perry struts out, he's going to out conservative Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and the rest of them by seeing who can say the most outrageous junk. Condemnation of Rick Perry's comments has been pretty swift from almost all quarters, including Karl Rove. Karl Rove came out and said, that's not exactly the presidential thing to say if you're running for president, that you're going to physically assault, rough up Chairman Bernanke. You may like Bernanke, you may not. I've before been fairly, I don't want to say praiseworthy. I've just said I think Bernanke's probably doing the best he can with the tools he's got. Right? That's what the Federal Reserve Chairman does. That's what they do. They're given a set of tools. They're given a mandate through Congress, which set up the Federal Reserve. They have a role. They have an institution. They're going to do what they do. You may want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul has said he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I don't know what you're going to replace it with. What, the Congress is going to control the money supply? Right. You tell me who's going to control the money supply. The Congress? Those guys are really doing a really great job of coming to consensus, aren't they? You want a gold standard? Think how much gold you're going to have to mine to grow the economy. By the way, in all this run-up in gold, nobody ever focuses at all on the environmental issues regarding gold mining. Do you know what it takes to mine for gold? They melt down mountains using cyanide. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I am telling you, that is how gold is gotten in modern times. Right? It's not some guys with long beards, with suspenders on and their trousers rolled up in the middle of the Klondike with a pan, and a dog in a canvas pup tent. Okay, if that's where you think gold comes from these days, you need to think again. It comes from massive caterpillar, trucks and diggers and explosives and cyanide. And it's amazing to me that in all this run-up in gold, and essentially when everyone's buying gold, they're basically saying, I don't have a better idea for where to invest money. No better ideas in our economy of where to invest money than to put it in yellow metal. That's really tantamount to what $1,800 an ounce gold says. And my response is, come on. Can't we do better than that? Now, this presidential election that's going to take place next year, most people, unfortunately, are going to get sucked up into the personalities and, that's my kind of guy and that's my kind of guy or whatever. But I am hoping that people will just step back and say, what are the ideas? What is this guy going to do or what is that gal going to do? We know what Rick Perry's going to do. Rick Perry's going to dismantle, literally, the EPA. You can bet on that. If Rick Perry had a Republican Senate and House, he would not veto any proposal to do away with the EPA. And in fact, the EPA has become maybe the number one punching bag after the President of the United States for Republicans. And so what you will get with Rick Perry, we already know that they have cut education spending in the state of Texas to balance the budget. $4 billion. cut out of education here in the state. The EPA has been essentially at war with the Texas State Environmental Commission, the TCEQ. Refusing to submit proper permits, the EPA has actually taken over the permitting process from the state of Texas. Drives Rick Perry crazy. And so the idea that Rick Perry has, here are the ideas, lower corporate taxes. Did you know that was a problem here in America? Corporate taxes are so high. Did you know that? If you look, corporate taxes, and for that matter, individual taxes in this country, are among the lowest, if not the lowest, of Western nations. They are higher in Europe. They're higher in other countries. Our effective tax rate. New York Times ran a story a few weeks ago called, "But No One Pays That." And this series, actually, it was a series in the New York Times, is exactly right. Nobody pays whatever the statutory rates are on taxes. After you get all the deductions and the loopholes and the this and the that, U.S. corporate taxes and U.S. individual taxes have actually reached lows. They're very low. You know our education system is broken, and you know we've got environmental problems. And Rick Perry's solution, what's going to bring you jobs? Imagine this. Do you know what's going to bring you jobs in the Rick Perry calculus? This is what I'm hoping people are focused on. What's going to get you a job is cutting all the teachers in the state of Texas. That's going to get you a job. Does that make sense to you? It makes no sense to me. What's going to get you a job is eradicating the Environmental Protection Agency, which is preventing business from doing business. Did you know that? Every credible argument that I see these days says that environmental regulations are actually spurring business. Why is that? Because they're spurring upgrades and capital spending on antiquated plants. So who is it that's getting into Rick Perry's pants, getting him to want to dismantle the EPA? Well, you know who it is. It's the 150 people who are funding his money. Right? That's who's getting Rick Perry to want to get rid of the EPA. Why? Because they own assets that are old and polluting, and they don't want to upgrade them. They don't want to bring them up to standard. And here you have this figurehead, Rick Perry, trotting out and saying, I'm going to solve the economy, I'm going to get rid of the EPA, I'm going to cut all the teachers, and I'm going to lower taxes. Now, if you believe that, rather, if you believe that that's going to get the economy going, okay, Rick Perry's your guy. Rick Perry is your guy. If you want to fire all the teachers, eradicate the EPA, and lower taxes even more, like they weren't lowered enough during the Bush years, and by all means, you got your guy. Do I think Rick Perry's comments about Bernanke are idiotic? Yes. Rick Perry also kind of threatened the president. Rick Perry's a real tough guy, let me tell you, right? I mean, you watch him and you just see this guy's really got kind of an axe to grind to demonstrate how tough he is. What a tough Texan this guy is. President Obama, in response to the Bernanke comments to Perry, was actually pretty mild. He basically said, well, he's new to this, and, you know, he'll just, it's a beginner's deal, and he'll probably have to be more careful in the future. That's what the president said. I thought that's pretty diplomatic. Rick Perry turned around the next day in New Hampshire and said, well, the president told me I better watch what I say. Well, the president better watch here what I'm saying to him. Right? I mean, look. If that kind of guy is your guy, and clearly he's the guy for a lot of Texans here, because he's been elected a lot. But if your idea to get the economy going is to fire all the teachers, eradicate the EPA, and cut taxes further, you know, go at it. You may get your chance. Don't know. We'll see. Rick Perry's going to have a fight to get the Republican nomination. We'll see what happens. the decisions that are made by this country and who we choose are going to determine how our economy goes. As I've said so many times, there are amazing opportunities. There was an article out in the New York Times the other day. New York Times, by the way, I think is doing great reporting these days, about a school in Greeley, Colorado. The high school in Greeley, Colorado, frankly, I wouldn't mind being in Greeley, Colorado right now, where it's probably a lot cooler. In Greeley, Colorado, they have gone back in the high school kitchen to cooking the kids' meals from scratch, preparing, bringing in the ingredients and making the dishes there. They've gotten rid of all of the pre-processed foods. Well, to do that, they had to hire a chef who studied at the Culinary Arts Institute. They've had to bring in more personnel. They had to buy, you know, think what it takes to feed hundreds, I don't know, maybe, for all I know, this school's got thousands of kids, right? You got to buy all those stainless steel prep tables and all those big prep dishes, right? Those, what do they call those, Doyle? Those, you know, those big, big dishes, those.
Man, you're asking the wrong person.
All right. Whatever those are, like those big stainless serving deals, right? I mean, the big, you've got to have an industrial kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, folks, what do you think it costs to upgrade the food that's being eaten from processed food in Greeley, Colorado, to prepared by people? Ingredients brought in, prepared under the supervision of a professionally trained chef.
It seems arguable, though, that you would save a little bit of money. Terms of, because you have to buy the food from someone else that's doing those things. You know?
Well, that's right. Actually, the article points that out, that they think that ultimately the costs and the value are there. That's called return on investment. They were investing money today to get more out later. And not only are they getting more money out, they're getting healthier kids. The estimate by the high school is that they're reducing, I don't know, they gave one sample dish. I think it was a burrito, right? So the pre-processed burrito had 18 ingredients, 10 of which were preservatives, right? All, fructose this and xanthan gum that. And they are reducing the number of ingredients by going to this prepared burrito, all ingredients prepared there, to 8. 18 ingredients to 8 ingredients. They've upgraded the kitchen. They've spent money to bring in people. They've spent, right, here's spending money on investments. Now, that's not possible in Rick Perry's Texas. In Rick Perry's Texas, right, they're going to cut the $4 billion out of the budget. They're going to force all the schools to bring in more and more processed food. They're going to fire everybody in the kitchen. There's not going to be any dishwashers. It's all going to be styrofoam plates. They're going to throw it out and put it on the, I mean, there you go. So I just ask you, which high school do you want to go to? Rick Perry High School or the one I'm describing to you in Greeley that's hiring people, spending, making capital expenditures in the kitchen, upgrading the quality of the food? You and I know which way we need to go in this country. It's not a mystery. You and I know that it's a farce that we have candidates who are arguing in this day and age to dismantle the nation's greatest Bureau of Protection of Environment, that we have people running to eradicate our school systems, and that they are getting play all over the media. In fact, they may be getting the dominant amount of play. Well, that's where KPFT comes in. We want more and more people turning the dial and landing on us and saying, God, I've never heard that. What, Rick Perry's not God himself? There are people there who despise him and they're on the radio? Look, I don't want to say I despise him. I've never met the man. There are people who disagree with him? Yes. We're here at 90.1 FM. 713-526-5738 is the number to call to show that you appreciate us standing up and saying, we'd like to see a few more Greeley, Colorado makeovers in the school districts. We'd like to see more money put into redoing the kitchens, preparing food for kids, upgrading our environment. 713-526-5738. It is Pledge Drive. This is one day only for Pledge Drive for New Capital Show. I want to go out to Robin in Pledge Central and check in and see how we are doing. Robin, take it away.
Well, we've had a flurry of calls and a flurry of people to thank. I'd like to thank returning member Arthur from Pasadena.
Thank you, Arthur.
Who's made a pledge for that wine tasting and concert for two.
Yep.
Also, I'd like to thank Carol from Houston, who has made a pledge for that same deal and is a returning member. And thank you for that call.
Thank you, Arthur and Carol. You enjoy yourselves at the winery.
And then we'd also like to thank Scott, another returning member, who wants the new Capital show more than anything.
I'll see you, Scott, but remember, you're going to have to send me back the forms.
So 713-526-5738. Leo, those comments you made about Perry and the EPA and whatever started a very lively conversation out here.
Yeah.
Which I would love the people to call and stop. They have to help these volunteers answer phones. That's what they came here for.
Oh, you're saying they're calling to want to talk about it on the phone lines.
No, where the people at the pledge table are really
they're
getting
talking. They're talking. Yeah, Rick Perry's got them up in arms. So tell us, Robin, what do we have left from our inventory? We've got three more planning sessions, right?
We still have four of those available, I believe.
No, Scott took the Scott took one planning session, right?
No, he did not.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So we have four of those available at the $500 pledge level. And wine tasting and brunch for 20 at the Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville for a $300 pledge.
Okay, so let me summarize again what we've got left in inventory. Because when the inventory's out, the inventory's out. For $300, you and 19 of your friends, or you and your beloved and 18 of your joint friends or family, right, can basically throw a nice party, wine tasting, at the Bernhardt Winery. I'm looking at the picture of it. It's a beautiful-looking building. You know, the Texas-style metal roof and just really nice grounds, benches. And so for 20 people, you get this wine tasting. You call ahead. You make an appointment with the folks there. And then all of you roll on up to Plantersville and have a wine tasting. So, and I'm sure they could do some other cheese and crackers and all sorts of stuff. And then again, what I've given away so successfully, financial planning. If you have the urge to see a certified financial planner, then you can see me. I'm holding myself out and have been doing that for KPFT. It's the $500 level, and I'm telling you, you can't get full planning. It's 360 degrees. Meeting, you'll get full simulations, printouts, reports on your finances and your financial position. We can look at your investments, the risks there, insurance coverages. It's $500. This usually costs, I mean, any planner that you go see is going to be a couple thousand dollars at least. The $500 level. The number is 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. Remember, this is 1 week. Our summer sizzle that we take. It's not one of our 3 week extravaganzas. You're not going to hear me raising funds next week. And you're not going to hear any other host raising funds next week. So this is it. This is the time we take in August in the heat of the summer. Of course, the heat of the summer is always here, but this is the time we take to raise money for 1 week during our summer sizzle. We're in and we're out, which means you got to get in also quickly. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. Okay, again, $300 gets you the wine tasting for you and your friends. $500 level gets you me. You get to come in and see me at my office, and we sit down together and do full-on financial planning and find out where you are. Yeah, Doyle.
Speaking of investing and returns, getting your finances together is like the best thing you can do for your life, you know. And supporting KPFT is not a bad deal either. So
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Call in.
It's a win-win.
713-526-5738.
Yeah, and I mean, I've never had anybody come in and say this wasn't, you know, I don't want to sell too hard here, but I, you know, nobody's come in and ever said this wasn't incredibly helpful. And we'll talk about what your keys to success are, what you've got to do, how much will you be able to spend in retirement? Especially a valuable service if you're headed for retirement. If you're a few years away from retirement, you really need to know what can you really spend on a retirement living expense. If you've got other things that you want to do and buy, can you go with the the Cadillac version of it, or do you have to cut back to the Chevy version? All these are things that we'll go over, and we'll plan these things out. And so you go toward retirement with a much greater sense of understanding and firm footing rather than just kind of guessing at what you're going to be able to do. And so that can be the difference between having a successful several decades of retirement or not. If you're young and you want to come in, I had somebody call me the other day, young guy, 30 years old, and you're just getting started, you're planning a family. You know, you may need to know, what do we need to do to have a successful financial life as we go forward? What sort of insurance do I need to get? So for $500, you know, if you're young and just getting started, very, very good way to get off on the right foot, because time is your friend in investments and in finance, and it's your enemy too. If you don't get started early and it creeps up on you, you haven't done any planning, you get to be 50, 60 years old, I got to tell you, it's too late by that point. So regardless of what age you're at, whatever stage in life, we can meet and we can talk about what you need to do to firm up your plans. We can talk career, anything. Anything is fair game in our discussions. $500 level, 713-526-5738. Okay. I want to talk, here's a piece that caught my eye. This may have been coming for a while. Overrun by Chinese rivals, U.S. solar company falters. Evergreen Solar, once a darling of the U.S. solar industry. I actually have a few Evergreen panels at my country place. Filed for bankruptcy protection this week, saying it could not compete with Chinese competitors without a reorganization. A sign of the difficulty in creating green U.S. manufacturing jobs amid bruising competition across the globe. The market for solar panels is expanding worldwide, but the key thing driving demand is increasingly lower prices, which is forcing U.S. firms into a cutthroat, cost-cutting war with rivals in China. You know the story, right? Workers in China making $1, and workers in this country needing to make more than a dollar. And here we have Evergreen Solar declaring bankruptcy. You know? So, folks, yeah, we're going to have to figure out how to make new and emerging technologies like solar panels work. You know, this is the race for the future, and I concur with the president when he talks about the need to win this race for the future. It's not that the U.S. has to win the race. We don't have to be number one, right? And if you go to Rick Perry's website, you will see him. I mean, he says this on his website. What our current president fails to understand is that the U.S. is the greatest country in the history of the world. Literally, this is what it says on Rick Perry's website. So, you know, you and I know that it isn't a matter of we've got to win the race. We need to be in the race, right? We need to be a participant in the global movements in the economy, and that includes solar panels. So, Evergreen Solar, and apparently the company may not have done everything right. They may have bet on some form of technology when another one has been taking off. But nevertheless, you know, bad news when we have Evergreen Solar, a solar panel maker, filing for bankruptcy at a time when we are hungry for jobs in this country. So we've got to do better on that. I don't think that cutting schools and eliminating the EPA is going to you know, get our solar business going. We're going to have to become competitive in much more fundamental ways if we are going to become successful. Another interesting piece here, it just blows my mind what we're coming up with to try to solve problems. As states become more and more strapped, what is the solution? New York Times reports, starved state budgets inspire new look at web gambling. States are looking to internet gambling as part of the antidote to their budget woes, but could run into problems with the Justice Department, right? I mean, is that fantastic? The District of Columbia is not thrilled that its residents are traveling to Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia to gamble in casinos. Starved for cash like states across the country, Washington, D.C. wants some of the millions in revenue that gambling generates each year. So district officials want residents to gamble closer to home, inside their homes, actually. By year's end, the district hopes to introduce an internet gambling hub that would allow Washington residents to play blackjack, poker, and other casino-style games. Gosh. So, you know, it's not simple economic times. And gambling is really, in many ways, a reverse tax. It tends to hit people who are lower income, who are and a lottery, of course. A state lottery is a form of gambling, and it tends to hit people who are without hope of making any significant amount of money. People turn to gambling when they have no other hope of getting a decent wage. Right? That's who says, all right, I'm going to let it ride on tickets and on blackjack. And so the fact that our states are even proposing this, which is only going to serve to put people who are in difficult economic position more behind, is really a sign of how awry our thinking has gone in so many ways. Look, I can't tell states what to do, but we need a healthy country. And I like to see what they're doing in Greeley, Colorado. I like to see capital going into that, upgrading the kitchen in the high school there to make meals from scratch. Money going into that. I'd rather see money going into solar panels than money going into online gambling. You know, we just don't have the capacity to be making those investments that don't pay off anymore. And so another investment that is so critical is an investment in KPFT. When you become a member of our station, you are investing in the media equivalent of home-cooked meals in Greeley, Colorado. You know, you are investing in the media equivalent of solar panels. And you're not able to get this kind of media anywhere else except KPFT. So it's not just that you're becoming a member of the station, yes, but every penny that you spend wherever you go in all of your daily life, whichever store that you shop at, whatever the products are that you buy, whichever charities that you give to, however you allocate your capital, that makes a statement about who you are and what you believe in and where you believe return on investment can be found. And I am a firm believer that KPFT is one of the great investments because it is an investment that allows other people who need to hear what we are presenting to hear those things. A lot of you already know, and you want to continue to get the information from so many of our amazing shows and music from so many of our incredible music shows. Generation was in right before me, putting on music that you will not hear anywhere else. KPFT News will follow me. Of course, the amazing work that gets done every day at Democracy Now! I was listening to an interview this morning. It could have been an episode of the New Capital Show. Amy Goodman was interviewing an economist from Chile who was talking about so many of the things that I talk about, the fact that modern economics has totally failed through trickery to even cost out all of environmental capital and natural capital the way it should. It's a mirage, and we're getting bad decisions getting made as a result. An amazing show, Democracy Now!, that we put on twice a day here at KPFT. So 713-526-5738. In just a minute, I'm going to go back out to Robin as we head down the home stretch in the last few minutes of our Soul Summer Sizzle fundraising session to have her give me the incredible news that we have maxed out our inventory and are at our goal, Robin.
Well, we're getting a lot closer than we were.
Good.
We have a member of the Anonymi family, yep, who's made a pledge for the financial planning session.
Okay.
And so we have three of those left, so it's not too late to call in and pledge for that if that interests you or if you need it. I think especially after events of today, a lot of people were thinking I might need this.
Yeah, I mean, Robin, that's right. A lot of people are kind of like, what do I do? And, you know, do I stay all in cash? You know, a lot of people are kind of paralyzed right now with recent drops in the stock market, with concern over the economy. It can just help to talk to somebody and have discussions and have someone who's a professional get some additional eyeballs and thoughts on what your finances look like.
Yes, I think those people out there who understand the value of something like that should give a call to KPFT. It also keeps you on the air and all the other wonderful shows we have.
And I want to stay on the air.
713-526-5738. The phones are open. We have four lines open. One is engaged in a pledge, though.
Okay, so we've got three planning sessions and one wine tasting party.
Yes.
Okay, so there it is, folks. And of course, the $40 basic membership. If you are a listener to the station and you are not a member, I'd like you to become a new member right now. I'd like you to pick up the phone. Here you go. Thank you. I'd like you to say, this is the time. This is the one time I'm going to be able to do the pledge drive here on the Summer Sizzle, because it's only a week long. I want anybody listening out there who, if you really listen to KPFT, you are a person who enjoys the station, you use the station. $40, that's it. That's, you know, you don't have to go for $500 in financial planning. You don't have to go for a party at the winery. If you want to do those things, fantastic. But if you are listening to the station, please join the station at $40. It's not nothing. Every penny counts. We want you to join our station and come into the fold of KPFT officially. It'll make you feel really good about yourselves and make us feel good about you. And I know that there are people listening right now who are in that boat. So just go ahead, make the call. 713-526-5738. 526-KPFT. As Robin indicates, we've got volunteers who are giving of their time. They are standing by, ready to take your call and to take your information. So please become a new member at the very, very least. If you are always listening to KPFT, time to give back to the station. It's the way that you start your formal affiliation with KPFT. Again, we don't get money from any other sources. I think we might get a little bit from Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, but it's very little. It's not substantial in any way. 90% plus of our budget is listener supported. And that's the way we want it, and that's what makes us unique. The fact that listeners call and say, I listen and I want to pay for this programming because I believe in it so strongly. And it's what allows us to bring to you voices from within our community, shows like Democracy Now! That are being produced in other parts of the nation, but which are critical components of the progressive media voice movement that we are such an integral part of. 713-526-5738. It's going to be an exciting year coming up as we head into congressional elections and presidential elections, as we watch how the economy moves forward. It's going to be a really, really exciting year, and I am excited about spending it with you and continuing to come on the air and get back to those days when we can take calls and you and I can have conversations. But today is about raising money for the station so that we can have those other days. If we don't have these days, we can't have all those other days, Robin.
Absolutely true. We don't like to spend air time doing this, but
no.
But we must. And you can help shorten that for us by just making your phone call. We have a couple of pledges working right now, so people have answered the call.
I love it.
And I want to thank you for that call. Looks like somebody else is going for that financial planning session. So there's two left.
Two left. So that's it. We've got, folks, we've got about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes left. And so two left, and then that's it. So they'll be gone. Pick them up. And as I say, I'll be sending you a fact finder document. You'll answer some questions, get it back to me, and then I'll have a little bit better understanding. You'll come in and meet with me, and we'll talk about a lot of the answers that you've given and delve deeper into them and try to get some greater understanding and some direction on what challenges you face and where you need to go.
Somebody needs to get that wine party. I mean, that's a good deal. 20 people,
20
wine
people,
tasting.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
Good party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't throw a party for that many people for... you know, I don't know. Maybe you can, Doyle, but...
yeah, burritos.
Yeah,
be prepared.
A lot of burritos and jazz guitar.
Well, we have a couple of people to thank here.
Let's do it.
I'd like to thank returning member Mona, who has made a very generous pledge to the New Capital
thank
Show.
You, Mona.
And new member Jan from Austin.
Jan.
Called in.
Austin, one of the enlightened parts of Texas, except for a certain few blocks between like MLK and 15th or so, and between I don't know the streets, but centered on Congress and between like Red River and Lavaca.
Oh, you're talking about the legislative.
It gets
part.
a little insane in this one little part of Austin. Otherwise, Austin's a great town. Great. I'm sorry. What's her name again?
Jan.
Jan. Welcome to the KPFT family. Thank you.
Yeah, right. People, we need to, plant the seed of change. And if you guys out there listen to the station and you want to support it, you know, we do have incentives, but the greatest incentive is just to help out, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
If you can, please do what you can.
That's exactly right. That's the ultimate thing, is to be a positive force for change in the world. And you know, as a financial advisor, so many people that I meet with who come through my office and we talk about, you know, what do you want your legacy to be? And I see so many people from the KPFT community. I hear that more from KPFT community members than anything else. The legacy I want to leave is as a person who was responsible financially and who was responsible to community and responsible to the environment. It's an amazing, amazing community that we have, and I am so privileged to hear those types of personal answers up close all the time from listeners who I talk to, talking about the legacy that they want to leave as we talk about the types of issues and goals that they have in their financial and personal lives. It's an amazing community we have, and people state their goals in such positive ways, not this negative stuff that we hear in so many other really disturbed and, in my judgment, ill parts of our American community, people who are really in distress, and I hurt for them. But their way is not the way. The way so often is the KPFT way. The things that I hear, people who want to leave legacies of great pride, and thank you for the call, and want to leave legacies of progress and change and healing the hurts that exist in the world, that is the KPFT way. If that is you, this is your station, 713-526-5738. We are, you know, we're there. We're at 3:59 and 5 seconds after. And, you know, we've got maybe 50 seconds left, but at 4 o'clock and 50 seconds from now, that is going to be my time to leave and the news team's turn to come in. And so keep tuned here for the news crew. We've got a couple of more thank you gifts, the wine tasting for 20 and maybe a couple of financial sessions with me. 713-526-5738. If you want to become a member of the station, at the basic level, $40. I want to thank everybody who gave today. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. I am excited to be with you next week, and we will be talking more about politics, economics, environment, and all the things that are front and center in our world. I'm Leo Gold, newcapitalshow.com, and on Facebook, you can friend me at leogold.newcapitalshow. That's my handle on Facebook, leogold.newcapitalshow.